Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BCN News Show. It's the 18th of February, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and it's coming at your way in about 5 minutes. Definitely the biggest news of the day is for our listeners down in Australia, particularly if you're using Facebook. That's because Facebook is going to block Australian users and publishers from actually sharing news links. This is all in response to the new bill that's being sent through down there in Australia. That bill, by the way, did pass the House of the Australian Representatives, and by the looks of it, will have enough votes to pass the Senate. That bill also, by the way, it targets Google too. Now, those of you unfamiliar with this law, basically what it points down to is Facebook or even Google would have to cut deals with certain media partners. Facebook ain't willing to do that. Google, on the other hand, they've actually already started trying to cut some deals with Australian media organizations. So basically what this boils down to is for Facebook users and media organizations is that Australian publishers, they're restricted from sharing or posting any content on Facebook pages. For the Australian user, well, they cannot view or share Australian or international news content on Facebook. Apple Watch users out there, did you notice your update? Well, that new update aims to avoid an issue that causes the Watch Series 5 and the SE to actually completely stop charging. And Apple's really hoping that update's gonna work for people, because if they don't, they're gonna be out a little bit of money. Though, at their own willing to do so, that's because Apple will offer watch repairs if the software update doesn't actually fix charging issues. Now, what's happened is a number of customers have actually encountered a situation where the watches just refuse to charge. In most cases, they just enter that low power mode and then just eventually die. The watchOS 7.3.1 is hoping to prevent this from happening. Apple's suggesting you place your watch on your charger for about 30 minutes. If it won't charge after you've already done the update, then you'll need to be taking it to your Apple Support Center, where they say they will fix it absolutely free of charge. Hey, speaking of things that charge, how would you like a remote control that charges? Well, Roku's testing that out. Yep, they're testing a new version of its remote control for its set-top boxes. That would be the Roku Voice Remote Pro. And with this model, you won't have to hunt down AAA batteries anymore. Now, on top of the remote being rechargeable, it's got a few extra features as well. It's got a lost remote finder. Hopefully your remote's charged for that to work. And all you really have to do is say, "Hey, Roku, find my remote," and it'll have it pinged. There's also two customizable buttons. That's on top of the four that's already pre-programmed for the ones for streaming services that they've actually partnered with the company. So finally, you can take a little control and say, yeah, this is my favorite, not that one. As for the charging feature, well, don't look for USB-C on the thing. Nah, just charging via micro USB. And finally, hey Alexa, make my cuckoo clock cuckoo. Yes, you would think then everything that's Alexa powered now, why not add a cuckoo clock to the mix? Well, Amazon doesn't want to do it. Well, unless it hits a pre-order goal. Sound like a Kickstarter program to you? It kind of does to me. In actual fact, three concepts are going up for pre-order today on Amazon's program for creating experimental hardware. Now, basically what this program boils down to, let's see if the demand is there. And if the demand is there, then woohoo, look at that, free marketing. Now, like I said, three products currently up for grabs of a possibility of getting released. First off is the sticky note printer. That's a pre-order price of $89, by the way. That's where you can print little reminders or puzzles based on voice commands to Alexa. The next one is the nutrition scale. This is where you can ask Alexa to answer questions about the food that's actually set on it. That's up for $35. But who needs that when we could all have a cuckoo clock? Yep, 60 LED bulbs on the damn thing with a cuckoo bird. With a pre-order price of $80. Now I know, sticky note printer could be useful. Nutrition scale, yeah, it's kind of neat. But really, deep down inside, you know you want cuckoo. If you've got a story no one else is listening, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts over there. Support the news show over there, too. I know you've heard me say this before, but really, without your subscriptions and your contributions every month for the news show, we really can't keep this show going. So if you love what we do here at the news show, head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Literally, for as little as $5 a month, you can do your part in helping keep the news show on the air. And as always, for those of you that are contributing each and every month. Thank you so, so very much for your support. Head on over to our Facebook page, too. Give us a like there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our community at our BTN Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.